Halashing for Halas? Want to bri or fine dine? Stay tuned to High FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bugatti for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Good morning and welcome to the Essen Fressen Show. I'm Adrian Bugatti, and today we're talking about one of the most versatile fruits you've ever come across. It's a fruit that is often mistaken for a vegetable, and it's not a tomato. This fruit is an acquired taste, and I would say in my household, we're sort of split 50-50 down the middle about who likes it and who doesn't. With some of the family members sort of, depending on how we prepare the fruit, will depend on whether they like it or not. And the fruit I'm talking about is called an eggplant, or an aubergine, or a brinjal, whatever word you want to use for it. You prepare it obviously as a vegetable, the same as you would with a tomato. It's kind of fruit that you don't stick in a fruit salad. And that's an important. Now, there is a wide range of variety of eggplant, although I've only seen 3 or 4 in this country. So if anybody sees other varieties, let me know. I would love to try them out. I'm always game for new foods and new fruits. So one of the things about an eggplant is that you can use them in soups, in stews. You can even bry them if you want, or grill them. And they're great if you're trying to reduce your grocery bill and you're cutting out meat and you're looking for things that are going to fill your family. Eggplants, I find, are very filling. Just half an eggplant is enough for one person, obviously depending on how you prepare it, because sometimes it can just be a side. But not only are they versatile, they're actually also a source of vitamins and minerals and other health benefits. The first one is your vitamins and minerals. So great source of vitamin C, which with winter coming up, it's a perfect time to be increasing your vitamin C. You want to be able to fight colds and flu. Your vitamin K, vitamin B6, thiamine, niacine, magnesium, which helps with sleep, by the way, manganese, phosphorus, copper, high in fiber, folic acid, potassium, and just so many more. So the first thing about eggplants is the fiber content. Fiber is great for gut health and, to me personally, tastes better than bran. And they really are good for eating to keep you healthy. It really is a great source of fiber. And one thing about fiber for your heart health is fiber helps reduce the amount of cholesterol that your body absorbs. So if you're trying to be careful with your cholesterol, you're watching your cholesterol, whether you already have an existing problem or you would like to just avoid it and you're trying to be healthy, having eggplant is going to help with that. Then it also is a great antioxidant. One of the biggest antioxidants is the manganese, which you find in the eggplant. And those antioxidants help you prevent cancer. So if you've got a worry, obviously, if you just want to be healthy, it's a great one to have. Antioxidants are immense sort of minerals to have in your body to help you fight a lot of diseases, not just cancer. Then it improves your bone health. How does it do that? Well, the phosphorus is part of your bone, your folic acid. All of these are great for bone health. So whether you're fighting off or you already have it, any kind of bone disorders like osteoporosis or anything, increasing the intake of your eggplants is going to help you with that. And then for growing kids, we want strong bones. We want them healthy. I have noticed that kids tend to break their bones a lot easier than I did as a kid, doing the same things. So, and that's because of the kind of sedentary life most kids live. And another thing is that we use a lot of sunblock, and sunblock blocks out your vitamin D, which is great for bone health. So even though you've got kids who are playing sport and they're outdoors all the time, because they've got the sunscreen on, they often are more susceptible to bone breaks than kids who are not using sunscreen. Not to say you mustn't use sunscreen. Sunscreen is very important, but you do need exposure to sun without sunscreen for at least 5 to 10 minutes every single day. We used to teach the new mothers to put their babies sort of covered in the sun for a couple of hours every day to help them grow. Vitamin D is a huge thing, and the best way to absorb it is through the sun and not really through diet, you know, or medication. The other thing about your eggplant is that it can prevent anemia. And this is because it's got high iron content in the fruit. It's got a very good iron content in it, and your anemia, when you're anemic, you're always tired, you're listless, you're weak. You know, eating these eggplants that are high in iron can often help with these conditions. It's not going to fix a condition that's already existing, obviously, if it's a severe one, but it can prevent it. So for those people who are becoming vegetarian or vegan and are worrying about your iron and iron deficiencies, adding eggplant to your diet is going to help you avoid that. And then I believe eggplant also increases your brain function. Eggplants are rich in natural chemicals, which are called phytonutrients, and they've been known to improve mental health. I must admit, I haven't noticed. And the benefit is because of the increased blood flow throughout your body, not just to your brain, but it delivers more blood to the brain, and your blood contains your oxygen. And with more oxygen, we do function better. So, like I said, a great addition to a diet when you're trying to cut back on your grocery costs and when you're trying to cut down on the intake of red meat. Now, eggplants come in quite a variety of types. And as I said in the beginning of the show, I've only ever seen about 4 of these varieties. But all eggplants can be used in a very similar way. You can grill them, like I said, you can make them into stew. The flesh is beautiful in curries and things like that. So the first eggplant, and it's one I have seen quite a few times, and that's called a graffiti or a Sicilian eggplant. It's got the purple and white stripes on it, so I'm sure you've also seen them. The problem is that they look pretty when they're not cooked, but once you cook them, the stripes disappear and they become normal eggplant. Okay. The Italian eggplant, which kind of looks like the ones we're used to, the dark colored skin, but they're more round than the ones we get. And so it's small, it's round and fat, and the flesh is quite tender. So once again, great pepper for pretty much any dish that asks for eggplant. One good thing about eggplants is it doesn't matter which ones you buy. You can get the same for any recipe. You just need to use the same quantity. The problem comes when they say to you, use 2 eggplants, and you don't know what size the 2 eggplants are. Generally speaking, they're talking about a normal sized eggplant. 2 eggplants would be about 1 kilo of eggplant, if you're looking at it that way. So the Italian eggplant is used in a dish called caponata. So I had to look this up. I've never heard of a caponata, and I am unlikely to ever make caponata. It was described as a kind of a Italian version of a ratatouille, but I see no resemblance at all except for the first 2 ingredients, and that is the eggplant and the baby marrow. So here I'm just going to give you some of the ingredients listed in a caponata. You can look up the recipe if you want to try and make this. So it's 1 large eggplant. So 1 eggplant is about 500 grams, and you're going to cut it into a 2-centimeter dice. So all the ingredients here need to be about 2 centimeters to have an even look to them. 1 large courgette. Now, if you're going to use baby marrow, you'd probably use 3 or 4 baby marrows, or salt. Then they want vegetable oil or sunflower oil for frying, plus 3 tablespoons of olive oil. a large red onion sliced, 2 celery sticks cut into a 2-centimeter dice. There's chili flakes, tomatoes, capers, green olives, sultanas or raisins, sugar, passata, red wine vinegar, dark chocolate, almonds or pine nuts, and a bunch of mint leaves. As you can see, far too many ingredients for my liking. I'm not even trying. Plus, they stuck sultanas in. I don't like sultanas and raisins and stuff in my salads. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about some more varieties of eggplant. You are listening to Adrian Bugatti. This is the Essen Fressen Show on Chai FM.
Chalashing for chalas? Want to braai or fine dine? Stay tuned to Chai FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bugatti for Essen Fressen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Welcome back on this Tuesday morning to Chai FM. This is the Essen Fressen Show, and I'm Adrian Bugatti. And today we're talking about a fruit called an eggplant. Believe it or not, as with a tomato, an eggplant is a fruit, but you wouldn't stick it in a fruit salad. It's very versatile. So I was just going over some different kinds of eggplants that you can find. The varieties that I found were listed on an American website, so I haven't seen most of these. Like I said, I've seen 3 or 4 varieties. The first one that I have seen was the Sicilian eggplant or graffiti eggplant, which is the purple and white stripes. I have also seen the Italian eggplant, which is more round. It's quite a large round sort of globe shape. The next one that I have seen is the Japanese and Chinese eggplants. The difference between the two is the Japanese is a dark purple, whereas the Chinese one is like more of a lavender purple type thing. So it's a lighter color. Japanese and Chinese eggplants are long. They narrow. They kind of look like a purple cucumber. And like I said, with all eggplants, they can all be used exactly the same way. But a nice way for me to, that I like to do these ones is to grill them. You slice them lengthwise and grill them open that way. And they are delicious. Nice, soft, tender flesh. They also have less seeds than the regular ones, so they're not as bitter. So if you're going to salt them, you know, if you don't feel like salting them or you've forgotten to salt them, you could probably get away with putting salt on afterwards. Then we have what's called a fairy tale eggplant. Now, I've never seen one. Okay, apparently it's the cutest one around. It's kind of like an heirloom tomato, which means it's those small round ones. It has purple and white stripes, and it basically fits in the palm of your hand. And once again, they great for grilling, but can be prepared the same way you would a normal eggplant. Then there's a white eggplant. Now, I'd really like to see one of these, just for the curiosity, because apparently it tastes exactly the same as a normal eggplant. It is a white skin, and apparently there are quite a few varieties of white eggplants, but like I've said, I've never seen one, never mind a few varieties. The white skin is just beautiful from the picture that I saw. But on the inside, it's just a regular eggplant. They've just taken the color away. Not sure why, because color is what makes me buy them generally. I love looking at that dark purple flesh. And then there's the little Indian eggplant. Now, we know that one as a baby eggplant, and they are great in curries. Love them in curries. They're very small, squat, dark red, purple color, and you can even stuff them. It's a little bit too finicky, so I wouldn't do them. I would only stuff regular size, but they beautiful. You take the green off, cut them in half, stick them in your curry, and they just add a great texture to the curry, and you can leave out your meat. Then there's these little green eggplants. Now, I've also never seen a green eggplant. Once again, they've been described as heirloom, which means they're tiny and round, and they're plump, they're pale green, and very mild flavor. So you wouldn't need to salt these ones either. And they cook up very creamy. So they would be great for stuff where you need the cream texture, where you want a softer texture or a creamy element to your dish. And then the last one we found was the Thai eggplant. It's tiny, round. It's a greenish white color. And even the American website said it's very hard to find. So if you can get your hand on it, good luck. Apparently it's really good in a Thai curry. Now, a lot of people don't know how to prepare eggplant. It's an unusual thing. And like I said, for a lot of people, it's a quiet taste. And depending on how you prepare it, will change the taste a little and the texture. So some people would prefer it more firm, where others prefer the soft, mushy flavor. For me, it depends on the dish, would depend on what kind of texture I want. But how do you actually prepare an eggplant for cooking? The general accepted sort of rule for eggplants is that you salt them before you use them. This is to remove the bitterness, and salting does improve the taste. But when I was looking around for eggplant recipes, there was Yotam Otolengi actually doesn't salt his until he's finished cooking. I haven't included any of his recipes because they're just too difficult to make if you're in a hurry, and they use ingredients. I mean, I love his recipes, but they often use like a million ingredients or take hours to prepare. And I'm all about fast, quick, and cheap. So how do we prepare your eggplant? Well, obviously, as with all fruit and vegetables, you're going to wash it first. You need to trim off the green end. I like to try and get it off as neatly as possible and wash those in soap and water. They make great little decorations for your food when you're presenting a platter. You can peel the skin if you like, but I quite like the skin on. I like the coloring. And also it then holds its shape and it just looks more presentable. And it's easier if you're going to braid them, it's just easier to braid them when the skin is on. So that's it. You then slice your eggplant into discs, so down vertically, so 1 centimeter thickness, and you put them on like, I do it on a, like a cooling rack, but you can put it in a colander if you want. Sprinkle it with salt and pepper, salt, just to let it sit, and I would let it sit for 30 minutes. Now, whatever rack or whatever you're putting it on, if you're putting it on a rack, have a dish underneath to absorb it, or you can use paper towel, or you can use newspaper, whatever. The eggplant is going to sweat, and they sweat a lot when you put the salt on. There's a lot of water content in an eggplant, and literally the salt is there just to cut down the bitterness. It just helps bring out the flavor and cut off the bitterness. And that's, I think that's the problem with eggplants, is why people don't really like it, is because it's often bitter if it hasn't been prepared properly. Remember, before you're cooking it, dry the eggplant. You want to use absorbent paper or something just to pat it dry. You can use your dishcloth, whatever it is. And you just use that as a variety, you know, as a preparation for all of them. So when you're doing a dish with eggplants, please remember you need to, it's going to take a minimum of 30 minutes just to sweat out your eggplant. So whatever the recipe is, the quickest recipe I've ever found is about a 40-minute recipe, because you need the 30 minutes for the eggplant. You know, if you forget to do it, it's not the end of the world. Like I said, I found Yotam doesn't do it, and there are some others who don't pre-salt their eggplants. I just prefer to do it. So I do need to know, and with meal planning, it does make it easier that I will remember to take out my eggplant and prep it. Often I'll prep it in the morning and only use it at night. So the salting process is not a problem. I've recently started meal prepping, so I'll do all my meals for the night times. I will have them prepped and ready as much as possible on a Sunday. It takes me about 2 hours, and then when I get home from work, I can just pop them in the oven, put it in a pressure cooker, put it in the pot, whatever I need to do with it. If it's been in a marinade, it'll have been absorbed beautifully, especially if you're using a tough cut of meat. You know, prepping it on a Sunday and using it on Thursday is great, you know, marinating them. So that's it. I've got 4 recipes to share with you on eggplants. They will be available on the website after the show. But you're welcome to contact us and ask for the recipes. There are no end of recipes. Before I had children, I used to make one. It was a eggplant parmigiana. So it was layers, but it was so much work. Because you cut your eggplant, prepped it, you salted it, and then you breaded it, you fried it, and then you put it in with the tomato and the cheese in layers, and then you baked it even more. It was a lot of work. I think I've made it once since the children were born. It just took too long to prepare, so I don't do that anymore. But there are some nice recipes that are quite quick. And I'll share these with you after the break. When we come back, we will be talking recipes for eggplants. This is Adrian Bugatti, and you're listening to the Essen Fresen Show on Chai FM this Tuesday morning.
Chalashing for chalas? Want to braai or fine dine? Stay tuned to Chai FM on 101.9. Join Sharon Lurie and Adrian Bugatti for Essen Fresen, Tuesday mornings from 11 a.m., where it's all about the food.
Hello, and welcome back to the Essen Fresen Show. I'm Adrian Bugatti. And today we're talking eggplants. So I've got some beautiful recipes to show you, from the slightly more indulgent to plain, simple side dishes. Really love my eggplants. I like using them. I like how versatile they are. I like how filling they are because I have very large eaters in my house and I can get away with one eggplant for two people if it's a normal size eggplant. If it's slightly smaller, then it's one eggplant per person. So even my son who can eat himself a nice 500 gram steak will manage one eggplant at the most, just because it's so filling. And that's if you're serving it as a main dish. Obviously, if you're serving it as a side, what's nice is you can stretch it because it's so filling. You only need to give, like if you've cut it into discs, you only need to give one or two discs per person. It really doesn't need to be a lot because it's so filling and it's so healthy. So the first recipe is a little bit of a splurge recipe as it does use quite a lot of Parmesan cheese. And at 900 Rand per kilo, Parmesan cheese is like gold. I think it's almost the same price. So, but it does because, I mean, even with the Parmesan as expensive as it is, one eggplant would cost you about 10 Rand. So eggplants are quite cheap. They make up for the fact that you're going to be using Parmesan cheese. So the first recipe feeds two people. So it's one large eggplant, 6 teaspoons of butter melted, preferably unsalted because you're going to be salting your eggplant. 1 cup of breadcrumbs. 1/4 cup of shredded Parmesan cheese. So 1/4 cup is about 60 mils of Parmesan cheese. 1/4 teaspoon of paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of Italian seasoning. Nice and simple. You're going to start by preparing your eggplant, as we said, wash, trim, slice, salt, and leave for 30 minutes. While you're doing that, you can actually start on the rest of it. You melt the butter in a bowl. So what would be nice to melt it on is like a bowl over some hot water. You want to melt it slowly. You don't want it to start frying up. So you don't want to melt it in a frying pan. You mix in your breadcrumbs, your spices, your Parmesan cheese into a different bowl. So you've got your butter in one bowl and then your dry ingredients in another bowl. This is the only part I don't like just because I don't like the extra work, but it's the way it's made and it is outstanding. You dip each eggplant disc into the butter first, making sure that it's well coated in butter. And then you put it in a baking sheet. Either the baking sheet must be well sprayed with spray and cook, or you should have baking paper on it to absorb it. So you're going to dip it first in the butter, then in the breadcrumbs with the Parmesan and cheese. So make sure it's well coated all over. The reason for the baking paper is so that it doesn't stick to the bottom. That's why I say if you're going to use spray and cook or any kind of spray or oil or whatever it is, make sure it's very well oiled at the bottom. You bake for 200 degrees, so a very hot oven, for about 15 minutes. Then you turn it over and you bake for another 7 minutes. Now, this is an average time. Remember, depending on your oven, whether you're using a static oven or a fan-forced oven, will take, depend on your time and how long it's going to take to cook everything. Your eggplant should be a nice golden brown and the breading should be nice and crispy. And it's great as a appetizer. It's great as a side dish. And like I said, when I used to make the eggplant parmesan, that's how we prepared the eggplants before you layered them with your cheese and your tomato. So that is my first recipe. Nice, quick, and it's a great side dish. The second choice of recipe is my oven roast eggplant. Now, all these recipes that I'm going to give you are for four people. So if you've got more people in the family, kind of, you will need to add onto that. So it's about a kilo of eggplant. So two large ones or four Italian ones, whichever you want. Some coarse or koshering salt, 2 to 3 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, 8 fresh thyme sprigs. You can use dried thyme. I would then use about a tablespoon of dried thyme and some lemon wedges or a vinaigrette dressing just to serve as an option. Now, the oven roasted eggplant can be served hot or cold. I prefer it hot as a side, but it's great with the vinaigrette or with the lemon wedges as a salad. So once again, you're going to clean your eggplant. You're going to slice them lengthwise. So this time we don't want discs. We want them along the length. And then you want to score the flesh of this by making like almost like a mesh pattern. So you're going to do one way first and then the other way. When you're scoring the flesh, do it as a diagonal so that you get like almost like a mesh pattern, a hash pattern on the top. And then you just sort of open it a little bit and and sprinkle your salt over that just so it gets in nicely. Not a lot of salt, just enough to cover the surface and to get some into the cuts a little bit. And once again, you're going to let it stand for 30 minutes. Now, standing it, you need to stand it like the flesh side up, the side that you cut. If you do it the other way around, it just drains too much of the liquid and it can dry out your eggplant. So that's important. You're going to preheat your oven to 190. And then once again, you line a baking tray with paper or you spray it well with a nonstick spray. Now, this is a little bit of a delicate part of the recipe is you've got to squeeze out the liquid, the salty juices from the eggplant. But you don't want to squeeze too hard because you don't want to break the eggplant and you don't want to squish out all the flesh. Even though they haven't been cooked, if you squeeze hard enough, it'll come out. So once you've got rid of the excess salt and all the excess water, you're just going to pat it dry with a paper towel or a clean dishcloth. You're going to brush each half nicely with olive oil and you arrange it with the cut side down. So sprinkle your thyme on the bottom of your baking tray and then put your eggplant cut side down, your nicely oiled eggplant cut side down. And you're going to put them in the oven to roast for about an hour. So the eggplant is going to collapse and the bottom will be like a deep brown caramel color. Now, I have said before, eggplants take a long time to cool down. So you've got to wait for about at least 20 minutes before you're going to try and handle this eggplant. You want to turn it then to cut side up. And if you're serving it, like I said, as a side dish, then use it with a lemon wedge just to drizzle over. And this would be the basis for other recipes because now you would scoop out your flesh to use for other things. And one of the things I like about using eggplant for other things like stuffing them and what have you is that I can use that skin to hold what I'm going to stuff it with. You use it and it just makes it look pretty and nice. You know, I've got one child who really doesn't like the skin part or anything. So what I'll do is hers would come served, just, you know, I'll cook it in the skin and then take it out and put it on the plate for her. You know, just easier. So that's why when you're doing this, having the skin on just holds the shape. Then we're going to talk about my third recipe. And this is a classic Israeli breakfast, the shakshuka. You know, eggplants in Israel are very common, and they're used widely and available widely. I don't know about the varieties in Israel, but I do know that a lot of the Israeli Mediterranean dishes will have this in. So to make shakshuka, it's two eggplants. Once again, we want to trim them, and they're sliced into discs about 1.5 centimeters thick. You want 3.5 tablespoons of olive oil, some koshering or coarse salt, some fresh black pepper, a cup of mint. Now, if you don't have fresh mint, you can use a tablespoon of dried mint instead. So they want a quarter cup of mint, sorry. One onion chopped roughly. Don't make the pieces too big or too small. You want to be able to have the bite of that onion, but you don't want to have these big chunks of onion either. Three cloves of garlic, sliced. My family like the taste of garlic, so we slice it. But you can mince it, you know, or crush it. It works just as well. The flavor is just as good. 2 teaspoons of paprika, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 5 ripe tomatoes, so about 400 grams. I actually usually cheat and just use a can of chopped tomatoes. You just keep the juices to one side though. A half a cup of tomato puree, 4 large eggs, about 1/2 cup of feta cheese crumbled, and then you can serve it with pita breads. So how do we cook this? Well, you preheat your oven to 180. And once again, you're going to bake your eggplants on a baking tray. So this recipe doesn't ask you for salting. This is up to you. I must admit, I still prefer to salt. So on a baking tray, you're going to brush your eggplant with the oil. You're going to season it with salt. And then you're going to roast it until it's soft. You turn it about halfway. Once again, depending on your oven, this should take about 20 minutes or so. It can take a little bit longer. And then you're going to chop up your eggplant with some tomato. And you're going to, with the mint. Okay. So you want to chop your eggplant and mix it in with your mint just to get that nice flavor while the eggplant is still quite warm. You want to draw out the mint flavor. Now you're going to turn your oven up to 200, and in a large oven-proof pan or dish, you're going to heat 2 tablespoons of oil. You're going to add your onion and garlic. So we're going to cook it on the stove now to fry up our onion and garlic. And if you're using gas, it's obviously going to be a little quicker than if you're using an electric stove, but about 8 minutes. You want the onion to start going a little bit brown, but not burning. Stir in your paprika, your cumin. Some people do, you know, depending on who I'm making it for, I will add chili in it, just one little chili. So you add that in, and you cook or stir for about a minute or two, once again, depending on your stove. Add your tomato and your juice. And then the tomato puree, and you cook it until your tomatoes have started breaking down. So they're no longer these big chunks. They're more part of the meal. And that usually takes about 15 minutes. You don't have to continuously stir it, but I would come back and stir every few minutes just to keep it from burning in the bottom. Then you add your eggplant that's been sitting in the mint, and you cook it for another 2 minutes. You add some more salt and some pepper, and you remove it from the heat. Then you're going to, because you've used, you should have used a large pot that can go in the oven, you make sort of space for the four eggs. You're going to make little holes in your pan, and you're going to break your eggs into those holes. And you're going to put the pan into the oven, and you can cook it. There's no really exact time. It's about 7 minutes. You want it until the white is set, and depending on how you like your eggs, but for me, I'd prefer the yolks to be runny to mix it in. Once it's cooked, take it out, crumble your feta on top and some extra mint, and you can serve it with some pita breads. It makes a great brunch breakfast. It's nice, it's filling, and it's just something different to add. So my fourth recipe is a stuffed eggplant. I make this quite a lot, and like I've said, depending on which child will depend on whether I must put it in this thing, whether I must add the egg, whatever I must do. This is a sort of a version of the, like I said, the stuffed eggplant, depending on who I'm making it. Some of my kids eat it, some don't. I love making it. I think it's nice and easy. And I just think it's a nice dish for a Sunday lunch or a light brunch or something like that. So the first thing is two large eggplants. So this is for four people, once again. One onion, one clove of garlic, a teaspoon of cumin, a small piece of chili if you want. It's up to you. A large tomato, about 100 grams of pasta sauce. The original recipe, one of the things about the original recipe where I got it from, it wanted tomato sauce. Now, tomato sauce in America is pasta sauce, and tomato sauce, like we know it, is called ketchup. So that's the difference for those who didn't know. Four small eggs, some olive oil, salt and pepper, and some fresh cilantro or coriander, which, you know, I know a lot of people don't like coriander. For some people, they say it's got like a soapy taste, but I love it in food. I use it a lot. So you're going to preheat your oven to 180 degrees. You're going to prepare your eggplants. You wash, you cut them, you salt them. Then you're going to score the top again. You're going to oil the cut side, and you're going to bake for 25 minutes. Remember to allow it to cool. You want to have it cool enough to handle, but it doesn't have to be cold. So about 15 minutes should be fine. You want to then scoop out the flesh carefully and keeping the skins intact. And while you've been baking that eggplant, you're going to lightly fry some onion in a pan with a tiny bit of oil, add your garlic, and then if you're having chili, you're going to put the chili in too. That's the time to do it. Once you've done that for a few minutes, you're going to add your cumin, and you're going to saute that again. You're going to add that. Then lastly, you're going to add your tomato and the tomato sauce or the pasta sauce and your eggplant that you've scooped out and mashed. You're going to season it with salt and pepper as you like it. And then you're going to simmer for about 5 minutes over a low heat. You're going to now spoon all of that, and you will have leftover. So what I do is I put the leftover in little ramekins because it's not all going to fit back into the skin, because remember, you've now added ingredients. So you want to spoon it back into the skins, and then you need to make a little hole because you're going to put your egg in there. So this is sort of I suppose you call it a boxed version of a shakshuka. It's served instead of in a pan, it's served in the skin. You're going to break the egg into the little hole, and you put it in the oven. Like I said, it's about 7 minutes. You want it when the yolks are nice and set. The whites are nice and set, but the yolk is still a little runny. And then you sprinkle your coriander on top, and you can serve it with some nice health toast, some pita bread, however you want. I just find it, nice and easy to cook with. And it's one of the few recipes I'm okay with the fact that it takes more than 30 minutes to do. I'm all about quick cooking. So I like things very quick. This obviously is not, but with the meal prep that I've started doing, I don't find it as big a burden, because the salting and the prepping is, it's all ready just to go straight in your oven. Now, like I said, the eggplants, the brinjals, aubergines, whatever you want to call them, these are quite inexpensive. Like, I've just recently seen a packet of two, it was about 23 Rand. And because one feeds two people, it's 23 Rand for a family of four. And even if we're going to do with the Parmesan side, the cost of the Parmesan is evened out by the cost of the eggplant. So it's a relatively, it's expensive, but it's not, if you know what I mean. It's a great addition to a dish. And the first recipe, the Parmesan eggplant are great cold as well. So if you want them as a salad on a Shabbos lunch and you're having a dairy lunch, then that's perfect for it. You know, it's a great milk meal. I have made it, just recently with the, vegan sort of, it's like a cheese. It's sort of cut in a wedge. So it looks like Parmesan. I can't remember what the name is offhand. Sorry. I don't have it with me. I have made it with that and it was really, really great. I have made the shakshuka using, a vegan style feta cheese as well. It came out perfectly. So that's a really good option for us to do. Once again, I hope you've enjoyed the show and I hope you've learned a few things. This is Adrian Bugatti for the Essen Freshen Show and enjoy your food.